Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Daft Punk.
I'm up all night to get lucky.
The Black Keys. Outkast. The White Stripes. Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader are just like those famous duos, but without the musical talent.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
It's been a pretty busy weekend. I'll be chatting about this a little bit later, but I introduced Jack Garten on stage on Saturday at the Casino. So I'll be talking later about the experience with that. We got a short week this week as we are approaching Easter weekend. I keep forgetting about Easter.
Yes, this Friday is Good Friday, and actually it's a quiet week for students in Manitoba. They are all off this week.
So have fun with your March break, and enjoy that week off. That's nice, actually, getting that the week of Easter as well, so you're just getting that extra time to spend with some friends and family.
Yes, Manitoba students off this week, and I believe Saskatchewan students have next week off,
which is really cool. Yeah. So, yeah, a couple busy things going on. Of course, these next two weeks, the weekend, which we're going to recap, and a few more other things that we'll be talking about this morning.
Some nights, Reader's too lazy to cook.
That's when toast, popcorn, or Fruit Loops become summer.
Fox FM.
Over the weekend, I was at the Painted Hand Casino to introduce Jack Garten on stage.
Yes, I saw your pictures and videos from there. It looks like it was a great time.
Awesome. Dude's from Galliano Island, BC, and he played with, they're called the Dream Band. So, fantastic music. Holy smokes, what a performance they put on. Not only did the music sound good, but there was storytelling. Like him and the band, they were dancing along as well. And they all did some solos. There's a lot of guitar solos, bass solos. And it was pretty cool seeing Jack Garten play the trumpet and the accordion at the same time.
Nice.
Oh, it was such a good show, man. Dude is really, really talented.
Excellent. And looked like it was a great crowd out there as well.
It was. It was a very full house, and it was great that everybody was there clapping along and enjoying the tunes. After we had a little intermission, he was actually selling merch, and he just actually came out and was chatting with people while he had the intermission as well. So it was very, very nice. I am very honored that I was able to introduce him on stage. And I think he gained a new fan because that performance was seriously very well talented.
Yeah, it's one thing when you hear a recording of an artist.
Yeah.
But when you get to see them in their element and see them do their thing live, it takes on a whole new element.
Well, the thing is, so he released an album in December. It's called Original Skin, and I took a listen to it for some research so I didn't sound like a fool introducing him on the stage. It sounded exactly like he played pretty much all the songs from that album. Sounds exactly the same, which is really, really cool that your live show sounds just as good as your produced music, you know? So I absolutely recommend people, if they missed out, to check out Jack Garten. Yeah. You can stream him. He has a band camp, etc. He was selling physical copies, but I'm going to post a whole write-up about it today. If you went on Saturday, let us know how it was. 306-783-3699. Call or text.
Eddie Q is the type of guy to make bad jokes on the air, but will never say it in person.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Sports update. Over the weekend, we had a couple of things going on. First of all, Women's World Curling Championships.
Yes, Rachel Holman and her crew came out on top yesterday, knocking off the four-time defending champion, Swiss, skipped by Silvana Terenzoni. And Canada won 7-5. The first title for Canada since 2018 when Jennifer Jones won the World Championship.
And it's Rachel's first gold since 2017 as well. So congratulations to Team Canada. Canada for getting the Women's World Curling Championships.
Yes, ending a drought there. And of course, SJHL playoffs got underway Friday night. Melville Millionaires opened up their first round series on the road in North Battleford, taking on the Battleford's North Stars. Unfortunately, they're in an 0-2 hole right now. Mills fell 4-1 on Friday night and 2-1 on Saturday night. So Battleford's up 2-0 in the series. But now the series shifts back to Sand Community Center in Melville for games 3 and 4 tomorrow night and Wednesday night. So looking to see a full house to cheer the Mills on and get them back in the series.
Absolutely. Plenty of time to make a comeback. We want you to head out and cheer on the Millionaires through the playoffs tomorrow and Wednesday.
Some people dream of winning $1 million. Reader, he just wants a puppy.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Got a letter in the mail. SGI needed to renew my plates, right? And I just go online, I go to the My SGI website, etc. Every single year that I go to log in, I am greeted with probably the worst license photo in the world.
Everybody says that about their own license photos.
It sucks, because when you take your license photo, I wear glasses, so I have to take mine off. Mm-hmm. You have to stare straight in, and you have to keep a straight face. So I have, and I've mentioned this before, the worst resting face. I haven't seen anybody who has a worse resting face than me. So I look mean. I look like a jerk in the photo. Plus, there was a few other things. Because when I went to take that photo, I didn't realize I was supposed to take it that day. So my shirt was on, like, way off center for some reason. My beard was unkept. My hair was really messy. It was just horrible.
Yeah. It's been a couple of years since I had mine taken last. I think I'm good for a couple of years yet before I have to get a new photo on my license.
Yeah, I realize, I think it's like every 4 years, so in August I can finally get my new license photo. I just have to remember to not make it look as bad as this, because then I'll be stuck with it for like another 4.5 years.
Yeah.
So it's just, that's license plate photos, you know, or pretty much any like public thing, your passport photos, certain provinces you have to take health card photos.
You should go with like just a really radical look for your next license picture.
I've seen a guy do a funny thing where he shaved like the right side of his beard and then he shaved the left side of his hair. So it was just such a weird cross mix.
Or just dye it a really wild color just for your license photo.
I should do that. Dye it like pink. So when the police pull me over, they'd be like, "Where's your pink hair?
Where's your pink hair?"
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A little reminder that this Friday, voting will open up for Kraft Hockeyville.
Yes, and Wolseley has made the Final Four, and we want to help them win that top prize. No Saskatchewan community has ever won the crown of Kraft Hockeyville. We've had some close calls 4 times. The Saskatchewan community has been a finalist, including Ituna, I believe, a few years ago, but it's never happened. Let's make it happen this year.
Yeah, you can help change that. So the winning community will receive an NHL game and $250,000 to help with arena infrastructure.
That's right, and a big thing they're looking to do in Wolseley is to get a new artificial ice plant. The one that they've had, it's been in use for a long time. It's had lots of breakdowns. They have to fix it and repair it over and over again, and they want to replace it with something new and make sure that rink is able to run smooth and keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Even with volunteer efforts, it still requires a lot of support. Mm-hmm. So this is where you can come into play. Starting this Friday, you can start voting. KraftHockeyville.ca, Kraft with a K, of course. On the 29th, go and vote for Wolseley and help represent the Mustangs and get their stadium the much needed improvement.
Yes, it's all about supporting the local community.
Crafthockeyville.ca on Friday.
Your car making weird noises? Just turn up more mornings on Fox FM to tune it out.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Yesterday, we had the Junos in Halifax.
Yes, indeed. The annual celebration of the best in Canadian music. The awards handed out on the East Coast. And no, like, big winners this year. There were several artists that won, like, a couple of awards, but there was no one big dominant artist that won everything this year.
Yeah, not like a huge sweep. Unfortunately, I did watch last year's Juno. I missed out this one. Last year was still my favorite with Avril Lavigne on stage kicking that one protester up. But anyways, didn't happen in Halifax. Yeah, you got some great awards. For example, Single of the Year went to Tate McRae. You also had Charlotte Cardin with her Album of the Year, 99 Nights.
Yeah, she won Pop Album of the Year for that as well.
Yeah, Tate McRae also ended up winning Artist of the Year, Beaches Group of the Year, and also Rock Album of the Year too. So lots of good ones.
Yeah, Talk was Breakthrough Artist of the Year.
Yep.
We were just watching some of the highlights this morning.
Oh yeah,
Maestro Fresh West going into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. That takes me back.
That was pretty sweet. And he did a fantastic performance as well. Yeah. Including Nelly Furtado did some performances. Talk did some performances.
The Beaches.
Yep. Charlotte Cardin. Tegan and Sarah also ended up getting the Humanitarian Award as well.
So yeah, Don't ever say that there is not talent in Canada. There is so much great music coming out of this country.
You know what? When it comes to award season, I do a lot of times miss out on some of the award shows, but I really love to watch the Junos because it just highlights Canadian music and artists and, being Canadian.
Yeah, and the diversity of artists and the different styles of music that are all within our own borders.
That's the thing. I think the Junos does it right. So I'm going to see if I can find a rerun of it somewhere and catch up on it. But yeah, so congratulations to all these amazing Canadian artists who won these awards.
Eddie, Q, and Reader have a simple request.
In a world where you can be anything, just be kind.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Hard to believe that School of Rock came out 21 years ago.
Holy cow.
2003?
Man, we were just talking about movies that came out 20 years ago, and I guess that's another one. That
21 years ago, and I love School of Rock. Jack Black was fantastic, and also while he was promoting his newest movie, Kung Fu Panda 4, he ended up having an interview, and he says that he would be completely ready if they made a School of Rock 2.
Well, that would be very cool.
Imagine?
Yeah. I wonder how they would do it, though.
I wouldn't know. Like, would it be still Jack Black teaching to new kids? Or would it be, like, get all the old cast members and have, like, a School of Rock reunion movie?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe his School of Rock went belly up and he had to go back to working again, and maybe he pulled the same trick at another school.
I would do anything for that. But during an interview, yeah, he said, I'd wish there'd be a School of Rock 2 Electric Boogaloo. He said that Mike White wrote the first one, but now he's unfortunately busy with the show White Lotus, which is a show on HBO. So, I mean, hey, if Jack Black says he's ready, just get some directors, producers, some writers ready to go.
Yeah, you got to figure they'd bring back some of the cast from the original as well.
Well, apparently he still chats with, he keeps in touch with some of the original cast members from the movie, which is really cool. And apparently all the original cast, including Miranda Cosgrove, they said that he's just a really fantastic dude. He's really nice, keeping in touch with them all.
Yeah, maybe mentoring them a little bit.
Right, so please, for the love of God, bring School of Rock 2.
Reader wants to master the banana cream pie.
Step 1, make the pie. Step 2, eat the pie. Step 3, repeat.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
The Fox FM and Harvard Media Better Homes, Gardens, and Garages auction is still going on, and it actually ends this Thursday.
That's right. If you are looking to score some fantastic deals, maybe to spruce up something within your home, maybe your backyard or your garage, this is a great opportunity to do so.
Yeah, we're talking home renovation items, things that would just make your house look nice, landscaping and gardening things, tools, stuff for your vehicles, and a whole bunch of other things as well.
Oh, there's so many great items up for bid, including, you know, the weather is starting to get nicer, slowly but surely. Spring is officially here, you know, and people are thinking, you know what, I want to go out onto the deck, enjoy my coffee first thing in the morning. Well, there is a Palm Bliss five-piece outdoor dining set from McMunn and Yates Furniture valued at $1,370 that you can bid on. The current price, $411.
Hey, that's really good of a deal.
Just a really nice patio set that you can go and relax on,
right?
And just gather your friends, have your breakfast, or maybe you want to eat your lunch out on the deck. You could do that with it.
And then for the inside of your home, Merv's in Swan River offering 200 multiple $250 gift cards. Right now you can get them current bids as low as $75 for a $250 gift card. So get yourself a few of them, right? And then you can get yourself some fantastic home electronics, whether you're looking for, you know, entertainment TV, sound systems, a whole bunch of other things.
Maybe you're looking for smart devices so you can stream Fox FM. You could get that with a gift card.
Absolutely. Again, and those bids as low as $75. So go and outbid these and get yourself some fantastic deals.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Go to harvardmediaauctions.com, sign up and register if you haven't already, and get bidding. Again, closes at Thursday evening.
Fox FM's Eddie Q is more than just a guy on the radio. He's also... Wait, yeah, that's just about it.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
As you know, recently, we had the full announcement, or the full lineup announcement for Rock in the Fields of Minnedosa was just announced on Friday, and it is coming up August 2nd through 4th. You don't want to miss it. Some fantastic names, including Amanda Marshall, Juno Award winner now, by the way. Well, recent Juno Award winner. Colin James, Kim Mitchell, JJ Wild, New, The Trues, and Junk House, and more. And if you go to our website at foxfmonline.ca, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Rock in the Fields. How cool is that? So go to foxfmonline.ca or on the app and click on the Win tab. Get yourself entered in to win Rock in the Fields Minnedosa tickets.
Eddie's a coffee connoisseur, while Reader doesn't touch the stuff.
More coffee for Eddie.
Fox FM.